Welcome to Story Comic Presents, where we interview amazing storytellers and artists. This is episode 337. I'm your host, Barney Smith of StoryComic.com, and we're honored to have back with us the internationally recognized and highly talented writer and creator of Worthy Chaos Comics, Carissa Grant.
I don't know about all that, but but thanks for having me back.
Yeah. So this is your third time being on the show. So now you officially get the emblem friend of the show.
Awesome.
So you're added to the distinguished list of other guests that are three-peaters as well. So congratulations on your... So we're here to talk about book 9 of Worthy Chaos Redemption. And we were talking before, and it is a well-known, I wouldn't even call it a meme now in the indie comic world, that nobody works harder than Carissa Grant. The fact is that you've done this for almost two years.
Yeah, 1.5.
1.5 years, and you've done 9 issues.
Yeah. Actually, I've technically done longer because I have the prequel issue 1, and I remember I redid issue 1. And then I have issue 1 for the spinoff. So technically, I have 3 other ones, but we only counted 9. So imagine how far I'd be if I was smarter when I started. But, you know, for a while.
It's basically every month and a half, then, basically, as you come out with.
Yeah.
I
pretty much have 3-week starters, 3-week Kickstarters, and then I let people save up for 4 weeks until I do it all over again. Yeah, it's a lot. And that, well, I ship out like the day after it ends, so I try to get them out as quick as possible, mostly because the Kickstarter's again in like 3-4 weeks, so you gotta get those out. I'm doing 7 this year, I think.
Wow.
Right, yeah, but definitely 6. I'm trying to do the 7th, and I'm trying to see if it'll fit in there, because my book 2 has 5 issues, but my book 3 has 10. so there's quite a bit in that one, but that's my favorite. You're not supposed to have favorites, but book 3 is my favorite. So I'm not gonna lie. I love them all. I was yelled at, you're not supposed to have a favorite. I have a favorite. Book 3. I actually wrote book 3 before I wrote all the other ones. And it was something I actually wrote, like, at this point, 16 years ago, I think. Obviously, I rewrote the whole thing when I got my co-writer, and then we started all these. So I rewrote it, but technically, book 3 is the only book that I had written by myself. And so I've been holding on to it for a long time, and it's hopefully going to come out. Issue 1 for book 3 will come out in October, and it's... The second issue is getting drawn as we speak now. So the first issue is very important. A lot happens, la da da, whatever. But chapter 2 of that, all the zombies start coming. Zombie zoo and you know, we've got zombie gorilla and all that fun stuff. So I'm excited for issue 14. That's my baby. So I'm looking forward to it.
You can't have a favorite. I mean, it's like, you can't have a favorite, but it's like, if you think about it, like, you have musicians have greatest hits, like, right. They're able to decide, like, this is, I like this album better than the other album. So you can have favorite books.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, each book gets better as it goes.
Right.
But, I mean, book 1 was awesome. You know, it was 7 great issues. You're in a town merging with hell. You have angels, demons, hellhounds, zombies, ghosts, vampires, zombie merman. You've got it all. And then you go into book 2, and that's where we are now, which is, you know, issue 8 and 9 or book 2. And you've got zombie mental patients and ghosts and giant salamanders and lots of action and all that fun stuff. And I love all of it. But book 3, man, it's zombies. And I'm a zombie girl. I started this from Resident Evil 2. You know, I played the game and then I got obsessed. And so book three is pretty much the world of Resident Evil. So, yeah, that's my favorite. But
and so is there something then, Carissa, because we talked about before when you were on the last couple of times, like the origin of this is that it was based off of a role playing, and not role playing that our listeners or viewers might know of, like role playing where like throwing dice. This is actually like taking on a role and you're writing it back and forth with a friend of yours.
Yeah, it's you take on the role of one specific character. Obviously, there's minor characters. But specifically my character is Serafina. She's the angel descendant. So I only wrote for her, and, I would send it over to my co-writer, and my co-writer would write back as Draven, which is the demon descendant, her soulmate. So when you're reading it, you have the two different personalities, because I never wrote for Draven and she, you know, my co-writer never wrote for Serafina. So that makes it a little bit more unique, but yeah, it was all role play. It was not intended to be a comic book. It wasn't until we had the first series written, which is 45 issues, that I was like, we should probably do something with this, because it's just an amazing story. And I kept saying the whole time I'm writing it, I was like, this is actually a skill I didn't know I had, storytelling. And it's such a waste of a skill that I didn't even, it's pointless. It's a pointless skill. I hate it. it's useless. And then I was like, I should do something with this. And now, we actually have series two already written. That's 30 issues, and series three just started, and we're a book and a half into that. So that's about 10 issues in. So there's about, plus the prequel, there's about 100 issues written. We're focusing on obviously series one, and series one has an amazing ending. And if it ended with series one, I'd be perfectly happy with it. 45 issues, something to be proud of. However, I keep saying, we'll see how popular it is to go into series two. Series two is awesome though. So I'm hoping we could do it. You know, it's a lot of work. It's a lot of years, and we'll see how it goes. But There's always so much going on in it. Every time I think I'm going to run out of an idea, I get hit with another idea. I'm like, no idea is better than this idea. And then like a week later, it's like, I have a great idea. So hopefully it never ends. But like half the time, I have no idea what I'm going to write. Actually, probably more than half the time. I just sit down with a basic idea. And I even tell my co-writer, I have no idea where this is going to go. We'll have to see. I think I just started book 13, technically book 13. And I didn't know where it was going. Then all of a sudden it had Anubis fighting a Kraken. So did not see that one coming. There's a lot of things that I have no idea what I'm doing, but they just sound really cool when they're written.
So part of the world building aspect of this is like when you throw in, whether it be a zombie or a vampire, do you go so far to think about the science and origin of, or just the, so is there any, because you have a hodgepodge of like supernatural creatures in this, is there something in there that you've talked to your co-writer or your friend and said, we definitely cannot have, there is no way that we can have blah in this? Like, is it like aliens or fairies or, you know, what, is there something in there that you just say, I can't see how this is going to fit, so let's not even approach this?
Now that you say it, I would say aliens. Before I would have said, I don't know, but I definitely don't see ever having aliens in this. There's gods and goddesses. They're in book 13. They're in the underwater city, kind of like Atlantis, but a different one that's from the past. So I can see anything from almost any culture being thrown in there, but aliens, I don't see aliens being in there. I think that would jump it out of the horror fantasy to, you know, a little bit too sci-fi for me.
Right.
But anything else, man, fair game. I mean, any lore, any god or goddess, man, they're probably, I just went through a whole list of angels that I was like, I gotta have this angel in there. So there's going to be a lot of different angels, a lot of different mythologies. And we love, like, you know, changing it up a little bit, making it a little bit unique. Like our vampire, the Clodders, is a little bit different than regular vampires. which I'm very proud of the Clodders. I kind of want to do like a spin-off story of them because I love the Clodders. You know, I love how they have that their heart beats every 6 hours and that they decompose like zombies if they don't eat straight from humans. And I love how they can track you anywhere you go if they taste your blood. And so I love all the little aspects of that one. And I felt like it was kind of wasted only being in 3 issues. So someday I want to do a big old hunt with these Clodders and start like an origins thing with them or something. So I have so many freaking ideas. I have the whole prequel. I have 1 book out of 5 that's already written. So I have all these ideas in my head and I just have to sit down. And I worked on 2 chapters the other day for book 13, but I keep saying I'm going to do the prequel and then I just keep writing forward. So yeah, I gotta clone myself so I can write every thought I have in my head.
Is there a way to then maybe hire a writer? Cause you already hire an artist, hire a writer to keep it moving. No,
no, this is everything's in my head. If I don't know what I'm going to write, the writer's not going to know what they're going to write. I could never have anyone write for my character ever. I'm just very protective of her. Like that we were on a, you know, I think on my non-show, I call it, cause I don't like to call it a show. So last Monday I was on it and someone's like, oh, everyone has their price to sell their story to like Netflix or something. And I said, no, I don't. Never. And they're like, oh, someone comes with this big old check. I was like, nope, it could literally be $1 billion. And they're like, oh, you say that. I was like, no, it's not that I wouldn't sell something I wrote. Like I have other short story, but this story, it's just, I could never sell this story. I will die with the story in my name. So, yeah, there's just too protective. I would rather never have anything, else made from it. Like I would love a survival video game like Resident Evil. I would love you know, if I had my choice, I would want an adult rated R for violence, not for anything else, for animated series, you know, like I would love that, or an animated movie or something. But I could never license it out to anybody to do. They just don't know what they're doing. I'm too picky. Yeah. I'm sad. Yeah.
and what about like a role-playing game then too with the world?
I have been asked several times for the tabletop video game, like a tabletop game. I have talked to a couple people that have done it and might help me do it. I was looking at it as a way of going back and forth of you wouldn't be playing my characters. You'd be playing your own characters with my characters. So it'd be a little bit different. You'd interact in their world, you'd interact with them and other characters, but you wouldn't play them specifically. But we're still working on that. I have no idea what I'm doing in that department. You would think a role player would know. I have no idea. Mine was very, very different. And the only Dungeons and Dragons thing that I've ever done, besides watch an awesome cartoon with the mini unicorn, was I used to sketch from the manuals, but I've never played Dungeons and Dragons. I love the concept. Like I love the idea of it. The nerds at all the stores love me to come in and watch them play, but it never was something that I thought to do. So.
And so talk to us a little bit about now your upcoming Kickstarter. So as of this recording, it is going to be launched in about 2 weeks or a week and a half.
Yeah. So it'll be, while someone's watching it, it should be live now. But right. From here, yeah, 2 weeks. My last one was the best one that I've done. And it scares me. Like most people who get confidence. No, I just get more panicky. Like, I'm just like, that is the best I've done. I had 150 backers. Did not see that coming. I had never entered the 4,000s. Most of them had been 3,000 something. So I'd never entered the 4,000 and it ended 5,040. So I was like, where did these people come from and where can I make them come back?
Nice.
So instead of being confident, now I'm freaking out. The next one won't be as high. And so I can't win. But I'm very excited for it. I stress out unbelievable during the entire thing. And everyone jokes about it because they're like, we have to decompress for 3 months after we do one. And I was like, And me during the campaign is like, I cannot wait till this ends so that I can start again. Like, it's just like nonstop. And they make fun of me because they're like, how do you keep doing it? And I was like, I don't know. Once it ends, I'm fine. I wrap everything. I gift wrap everything. And then it goes. yeah, you could see, if you scroll down, you can see some of the covers. I got the covers there. I have some internal pages. That's my main interior artist, Jonas DaCosta. This is Jesus. I did this in metal because the color is just bright as can be. I love it.
Yeah.
And then this is Carl Moline, who worked for Marvel DC. But the most important thing is he worked as an interior artist on Buffy the Vampire Slayer comics. So I had to have him.
Oh, cool.
And yeah, he did an amazing job. And then these are some interior. There's so much happening in this issue that it was hard to pick one for the artist to do for covers, because there's Ghost, there's the giant salamanders, there's a giant man-eating plant. Yeah, it was very hard to choose. When I told Carl Moline, asked me what happens in the story so he can figure out what he wants to draw, and I told him all that, he's like, is that one issue? And I was like, that is one issue. Yeah,
have such great deals on your things, because you have like your issue one printed plus PDF with goodies is $10.
I've been called hardworking, you know, indie creator. I've also been called the queen of merch. So unfortunately, it takes a while. This is why I don't launch live anymore, because it takes people like 30 minutes to go all through these tiers and pick what they want. And it was too frustrating to wait those 20 minutes till all of them come in. So now I don't go live until like 2 hours after to give it a chance to have some pledges. But yeah, there's like 30 tiers. In fact, this time I think there's more than 30 tiers because I added a couple.
Wow.
Things. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I got made fun of a lot, but I don't care. There's my hardcover. That was very popular last campaign. I think people like the idea that for $40, well, $39, you have the first 7 issues, you know, in 222 pages.
Are they signed? Can you get a signed available?
So I do have that you can get it signed. I don't have them all automatically signed. I do that in person, but the reason why I don't do it for Kickstarter, it's awful. I always forget, and then I have to open them, and I've done it like 6 times. So now if someone wants it, they can purchase a signature. 1 or 2 tiers are signature, but you can purchase it as an add-on, because then it pops up and tells me that I have to sign it. So that's how I remember to sign them. But, the 3 covers is always assigned. And I think if you get the hardcover in issue 1, the signature is included. So I think I only have like 2 or 3 tiers that are signature. But yeah, I always have to reopen them. It's awful. I'm such an idiot. Yeah. And my plushies.
Of plushies.
Yeah. I do. And these aren't even all of them. I've sold out of a couple, and I have some that haven't arrived yet. And I have 3 that I haven't sold, put on for sale yet. 3 or 4. Okay. 4 that I haven't put on for sale yet. So,
wow.
And that's my zombie merman. I mean, my zombie, mental patient, which comes with a working straitjacket, because my plushy queen said, do you want a working straitjacket? And I was like, duh, like who wouldn't want a working straitjacket? You can also pre-order it as an add-on, and then you can pick whatever date you want or number you want for the back. Mine's my birthday. Most people use their birthday, but if somebody drives you crazy, you can put their birthday on there, and then it's like, you know, they drive you crazy. But it's very well done. I don't know why he's cute. He is. My mother, who hates horror, supports every comic book, does not read any of them, supports all my comic books. She bought one. I don't know why. She bought one. She thought it was cute. And so hers has her birthday on the back, which she would not let me show on the air. Like, anyone would care what her birthday is. But yeah. So there's one you could buy straight out, and the rest are pre-ordered. You can get in the back, and they go out pretty quickly. But yeah, I do like the zombie mental patient. So, and this is the giant salamander.
Wow.
Yeah, who I'm excited. I think I only have 1 available, and my friend already claimed it. So I don't know if she's quick enough, but we'll see how that goes. No. Yeah. Can you tell I love plushies? I have an army of plushies here. Killer plushies.
You use all of them. You got all kinds of plushies.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. 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 The hellhound. Hellhound's in my lap. Yeah. So my husband's running around upstairs.
Yeah. So you have, so like, so this is your largest thing. $500 tier.
Yeah, someone wanted it last time. You could technically do it yourself by add-ons, except for the plushies. But somebody asked for it last time, so I was like, "Well, I'll just make it this time too." So, okay. Yeah, if someone wants something that they don't see, because I have tiers that aren't on the add-ons, because there's like another 30 add-ons, if not more. So you can add on most of the stuff, but if there's something that's not, I will make a tier for somebody. Like I had two people last campaign or the campaign before. Write me and say, can you make, you know, a tier for this? And that's, I did. They wanted like two plushies and a shirt. And so, yeah, I put it together. So pretty much if you don't see it, I can make it happen. Yeah. We have two songs. Now we're trying to do a new song per book. So there's a new zombie song. And technically the zombie song should be for book three, but I didn't feel like waiting. So now we got it.
So you actually have like a fan made Lego. What is that?
So it's actually an official, Lego minifigure. However, the, I actually have Lego figures. I forgot to add them. I'll probably add them. But the, Anubis has, I don't know where my Anubis is. My Anubis has his own, we 3D printed our staff for the Anubis. So I bought them wholesale. If you were to buy just the Anubis on eBay or somewhere else, it's $30 to $50. I don't know why, but $30 to $50. But I bought them wholesale a while ago, so I do have 10 left, I think.
How's Jessica taken all of this? And she, how involved is she?
She's not involved in the comics really. Like she'll help, you know, check them because I have a horrible memory, and my artist has an even worse memory. So she's really good at going through it, and she'll be like, wasn't this supposed to be this or missing this on this page, or where's her hat in this? And I'm like, damn it. So she's really good at that. But mostly she just, keeps writing for the story. Cause you know, we're obsessed. We're going to keep writing whether the series ever ends or not. So, we just love writing for it. Like I said, this wasn't intentional. We woke up one day and was like, we've got 50 issues and now we've got 100. So, little obsessed, tiny bit.
Yeah. Well, thank you. So, Chris, it's always a pleasure sitting down and talking to you. And then I'm looking forward to just, you know, watching the story progress. This is exciting.
Well, thank you. Yeah, I'm excited to see it too. Like, I hate that there's pages I can't show yet because, like, I have pages from like 13. I was like, this is an awesome page. I can't show anybody. It's like 5 issues from now. So a little tricky, but I'm horrible. I if it wasn't for the fact that I'm not allowed to give spoilers, I would probably show every page I could because I just love showing. I love showing pages. Right. So it's probably not a good idea to give all of it away for free, but you know. Maybe one day if I won the lottery, I'll just have them for free. Everyone just buy it, take it to read it. But yeah, thanks for having me on again. I always appreciate coming on. And
excellent. Well, thank you so much, Carissa.
Thank you. And for anyone that wants to find me on Kickstarter, the easiest way is to just search Worthy Chaos. There's always links, but if you search Worthy Chaos, we're the only thing that pops up. So it's always good.
That's right. Then going to worthychaoscomics.com is always a fantastic place to get caught up on the latest
and greatest covers and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it.
That seems like. Oh, you got Word of the Cast behind you, which is an orange. Do you like an orange?
How good would anything?
I'm so confused. That's fine.
I always forget that's back there.
Yeah. All right, here we go. Let me do the intro and we'll jump right into it.
Great. Thanks.
All right. And boom. There it is. I guess three screens. So confusing. All right.
I was going to say, I can't even handle the one.